karaoke.
Good evening.
Yeah, good evening. We're back. I'm T.
I am AJ Twist.
And we're your host. Welcome. We're your current host for Unfocused Podcast.
Well, how are we the current host?
Hey, you never know, that man. Sounds... Things could change, you know? Like, you know, people get hurt, you know?
Okay.
New management.
Wait, you're not like... I'm scared.
No, I'm just playing.
All right. Well, the Pokemon just showed up on the screen.
Yeah, Smoochum. We're on Pokemon episode 238.
You're on episode 238, yeah.
The Smoochum episode. And guess what? It's the Kiss Pokemon. Surprise, motherfucker.
Oh, shit. Does, what's his name? Does, I don't know, I forgot his name from Kiss.
I wonder if Lickitung and Smoochum do
Kiss
fusion. Are they called French Kiss? Like, it'd be scary.
That's scary. Yeah, now, I'm thinking of the band Kiss, you know, Rock and Roll All Night. What's his name?
That is
something
Kiss.
Simmons?
Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons.
Yeah. No, yeah, damn.
Yeah, because I feel like Lickitung could be
like,
on that.
He is like Lickitung.
Right?
Damn. All right.
I think Lickitung is Gene Simmons. It's a spirit animal.
It makes sense.
Spirit Pokemon.
If he had a Pokemon, if he was like a character to battle in the Pokemon cartoon, he would pull out Lickitung.
Damn. If he was a gym leader, right?
Yep. Yeah, that'd be his shit for sure. All right, we are live on twitch.tv/collision28, so you can always check us out there. Also, youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast.
That's right. We're probably right there right now. You're watching us there. Just comment and like stuff, like it, subscribe to it.
You have to like it. You don't have a choice. And also, yeah, AJ, you got an Unfocused week you want to talk about a little bit, or should I start off?
Yeah, sure. So actually, I had something to talk about last week, and I completely forgot.
No, it's too late. I'm sorry.
Oh, what the fuck?
You can't talk about it now. You already,
Well, then I'll pretend it was this week then.
All right. Okay. Go ahead.
But I got that pre-order for the Skullgirls physical copy for the Switch and all that, right? And so I also got the vinyl that also came with it too.
Yeah.
And I like the box that it came in. And then once you open the box, you have the actual like vinyl like in its like other case inside the box.
Damn.
Too. So it's like a box within a box and shit. And then once you open that part of it, it's in a plastic like covering.
That's very Japanese. They like they love packaging.
And then yeah, this is the vinyl has a little eight ball like from what's her name, Peacock.
Oh, that's sick.
A little Skullgirl thing out there in the back. I'm wondering because I know some albums have done a thing where like if you rip off the label, there's another track underneath the label.
Oh, that's some old school shit.
I'm not sure if this has that or not.
And you should Google it first.
Maybe that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's, you'd be pissed off if that's not the case.
Yeah. But yeah, so this album's pretty sick. I already played it all at once. Pretty cool. Also got this too, which is like stickers that go on the Switch controller with, you know, when you have it slided out onto the other
damn, that's pretty dope.
Thing. Yeah, so I might want to use that because it has Philly on it, and Philly is my character, and we're having an issue that we haven't had in forever.
A screen for
him. Yeah, a frozen fucking camera.
It literally just happened right now, huh?
Yeah, okay. I've never had that before. Or not before, but in a long time. Anyways, but yeah, so pretty sick album. It has like a lot of the songs on it, like unlike other vinyl things that have come out recently.
Where they got like 10 tracks
Where
on
they got like 10 tracks and none of the popular ones, yeah. This one actually had all the popular ones, like the ending music, the opening theme, and even the lyrical like music they had for it, which I'm not sure. It doesn't play in any levels or anything like that.
Can I just say I hate it always when a soundtrack does not have the opening theme or the ending theme on it. Like, motherfucker, I bought the soundtrack. You know I wanted that shit, too.
You know the one song I always hear, and you're not playing it.
And you're not playing? You're going out of your way to not let me hear it right now, that's you're telling me? Yeah, that shit's annoying.
I wonder if that has anything to do with, like, licensing rights and stuff like that.
I'm sure it does, because they probably got to pay a little bit more like, when they get it from another artist that actually is a famous signed artist. Yeah?
I wonder if the Luminous one had anything to do with that.
Oh, we know that definitely did, because we didn't get a lot of songs
on the
soundtrack.
Yeah, we had a lot of tracks we didn't get on that, yeah.
Yeah, it's probably because, like, you know, what was it, Hoobastank and Gwen Stefani?
No, not even that shit. Just, like, The Shining and fucking Shake Your Body. And Just and all the fucking shit I wanted on the Luminous vinyl that we didn't get. I wonder if any of that was like licensed or something in some way.
If the sample was like licensed or something?
A sample, or maybe there's a certain artist that did that specifically for them, and maybe there's some rights tied behind that.
That would make sense.
Yeah, because that was whack.
That's interesting.
Anyways, yeah, so got that, and then also got a code for my digital copy of the game. And then the physical copy is going to come out, I don't know, in a few weeks or some shit. So I don't have the physical copy yet, and I haven't used my download code yet either. But I'm kind of just waiting out for that. Aside from that, what else did I do? Played some Soul Calibur, of course.
Yep, right.
I played so I'll play a little bit of Stardew Valley today. Just because I wasn't doing anything. I was like, fuck it, why not? And I had this weird event happen that I'd never had before. And Carla's been playing too, and she's never seen the event, and she's like 2 years into the game, and she's like, I haven't seen that event yet. And I was like, well, I have it. So either she wasn't paying attention, or I don't know, maybe I triggered something that allowed this event. But it's a 3 day event though, so every night the beach, like travelers from around the world come to the beach and sell shit at night. So that's all it is, really. It's pretty cool though, because one thing that I saw was like a submarine, and I went in it, and it's like, hey, for 1,000 Stardew Valley money, I'll take you under the water, on the into the ocean. I'm like, all right, cool. So I did it, and he just took me down, and then the middle of the submarine opened up, so you can actually see the water.
Oh shit.
And I was like, I can't do anything with it, but that's pretty cool. I was like, oh, I'm supposed to fish here and get like secret underwater creatures when fishing. I'm like, fuck, I gotta come
Did
back and do
you
this. No, because I didn't bring my fishing like pole with me.
do
I was like, fuck, I just wasted like 1,000 gold for no reason. But yeah, so next time I play it, I'm gonna go back and do that because I still have 2 days left of that event. But anyways, did that, and then I think that's pretty much it. I want to go back to the comic book store pretty soon, pick up some Sonic because I was kind of itching for that today. But I think that's pretty much. Oh yeah, Disney Plus.
Well,
I
yeah,
think.
we'll get into that because I do want to talk about that
All
as
right.
one big thing.
All right.
But speaking of the comic book store, I actually did make a trip to the comic book store. One thing I did is I repurchased Watchmen because I realized I cannot fucking find my copy of that. I lost it or some shit or let someone borrow it and never got it back somehow. But yes, I rebought Watchmen, which I'm never mad at. I hear a lot of people buy that shit at least 3 times in their life and shit. It's one of those books you gotta have. But otherwise, I bought the new X-Men comics. I guess we're getting 2 a week often now for X-Men
Whoa.
because we got the first issue of the last team, X-Men Fallen Angels, with Psylocke, Cable, and X-23, the little girl from Logan.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's the new team, and Psylocke's going to basically be training them how to be badasses and assassins,
Which
and
one trained you how to be badass?
not shit, fuck you. And then X-Men number 2 came out as well, the same day, same release. So like, oh shit, I didn't expect that. Now, I've not read X-Men 2, but X-Men Fallen Angels was really sick. It was really cool to see a badass, like, real Black Ops team fucking shit up on the low. It's pretty cool. But
That's
yes,
cool.
that's one thing. Other thing, I've been watching Peaky Blinders, which is my shit. I watch it every year it comes out, which usually comes out once a year. It's about, like, the Gypsy Mafia and back
Whoa, what the fuck?
in the 1930s and shit, trying to survive in Europe. It's
Damn.
pretty fucking dope. But yeah, that's just been violent as fuck and very cool. Last episode, I saw somebody pour tar into another motherfucker's mouth, hot tar,
Oh,
Or,
man.
yeah, I was like, yeah, man, that's how you gotta do it, It's how you make your
Okay.
point,
I see.
Other than that,
Gotta carry a tar with me now.
if you have to, you have to. I've been playing a lot of Soul Calibur online, fighting a lot of people, getting my ass kicked and also kicking ass. It just depends on the day lately.
Oh yeah. Speaking of Soul Calibur, because I was one big highlight because Electric Cancel, me and like Drew and them were like we're just playing, and then this one dude came up to me. And he's like, oh, like he's like watching me play my Talon and shit against someone else. And he's like, yo, you're like Talon Jermaine. I'm like, yeah. He's like, yo, we should play some matches. Are you gonna be here tomorrow? I'm like, maybe. I'm not sure though. And he's like, all right, well, if I don't catch you, let's exchange like information so I can play you online. Like, what console do you play on? Like, I play on PC. And he's like, all right, I have it on Steam too. So we exchange usernames and shit.
We got a rival.
And we finally got to play because he's also plays Talon, so he just wanted to play another Talon. So I actually learned some shit from him the other day. One thing I noticed though is that I suck at doing like after I lethal hit, like following up with the combo right away, or if I guard break or guard crush, I don't follow up with the combo like right away. And so actually, I wrote some shit down because I. Of course, everyone has a lot of guard
Is that
crushes.
your chain of what to do after guard
No,
crush?
this is not a chain of anything. This is just a list of all the moves that I had that guard crush.
Oh, that's cool.
and what stance I'm in after it happens. Because sometimes you'll do something
Oh, it leaves you in a
and you'll
stance.
be like in a neutral stance. Or I'll do something and I'll be like back turned. Or I'll do something and I'll have the option or I'll automatically go into one of the other stances that she has, like the twirling one or the backflip or right into Wind Fury sometimes. or the wind salt. So yeah, so I just kind of wrote them all down and like wrote down a list of like which moves lead into which freaking stances, just so I can figure it out and like just know it off the top of my head, like just by like reading this over. And I did find a combo, and it fucking does like 80% damage. Something like 70-80% damage. Yeah.
Where are you at with that?
I got to remember it though, because it's after a certain move. What is it? Yeah, so far I've only been able to do it after a 6-6 A plus B, which is a move I don't use too often, but I'm trying to use it more often. And then I got to go into stance, and I got to hit you with that Rasengan. And then critical.
Usually after?
Yeah, I can hit the Rasengan guaranteed. And then I can critical edge guaranteed right after too.
What the fuck?
And it doesn't scale so hard, which I have no clue why, but fuck it. You know, I don't mind.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so hopefully I'll land that someday. Anyway, I learned all that. And he also taught me some other shit. I asked him, like, this is one move I always do. That I always get, like, a stun on, and, like, I don't know what to do afterwards. And I asked him about it. I'm like, hey, what's good to do after this? He's like, nothing. It's like, just mix it up, or you can do this, you can do that, you can do that.
There's some things where there's like nothing.
Yeah, but it's
do.
Like there's like really nothing you can do, and honestly, you're better off maybe not doing it sometimes, just because your options are so limited and so readable. And I was like, yeah, that's what I've been trying to like. I was hoping there's something I wasn't seeing, but that's what I kind of feel like too, though. Yeah. So I was like, all right. So yeah, I mean, I learned some couple
AJ,
of things from.
Never give up. Trust your instincts.
So that's what I'm going to have to do now. Trust my instincts more often. But yeah, so that was like a cool little lab session I had going on with Tollum the other day.
Nice, okay. With that said,
never give up, guys.
One last thing in our In Focus week, it kind of ties in with the news, so I'll just tell you briefly. We both have had the privilege of starting up Disney Plus.
Yeah.
And, you know, before we go into the news about it, how do you feel about it? Like on launch, like what do you think on day one, day two, whatever?
I didn't do day one, because I knew shit was going to be down or not working so much on day one. And that was the thing that was happening. A lot of shit wasn't working day one.
Mine was fun. But, you know, I wasn't on it all day either. So I didn't get to really, like, see. Yeah. But I think I broke mine up. I broke mine out about 1 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, shit. On the 12. Oh, shit. You got it, like, right on, huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. Oh, shit. I could have got it at 12, but I got it at 1 a.m., like, activated and used it.
I'm going to sleep that off.
All right. Yeah. At 1 a.m., I got it and used it, and all I did was, like, for 30 minutes, just go around through different series and, like, watch the openings of them. Because I was like, oh, shit.
Like, is it actually here?
Yeah, exactly. Is this real? Like, I think I did Tailspin, the original X-Men cartoon, like, a whole bunch of random things. I just watched the opening. And I'm like, okay, let me just go see what else is here, you know?
Yeah, I might want to go watch X-Men.
Yeah. It's a fun watch. Like, the episodes are really good. Some of them are really good standing alone on their own without even having to know the continuity of the series. But, yeah. I checked out X-Men, checked out Spider-Man, Tailspin, Rescue Rangers. What else?
That's cool. Yeah, I didn't do all that. I kind of just went through whatever was showing me in the front page. But actually, I did it today. Today is when I got it, okay. Which is, what, 2 days in? Just because, like, me and Carla were home today and we weren't doing shit. So I was like, oh, let's fucking just go and do it. So we signed up and everything. We signed up for the year. Yeah, I mean, it's all there. There's a lot to do there, a lot to watch, especially if you're a fan of Disney, and especially if there's like a lot of shit that you just never saw that you want to see, and you don't want to go buy the fucking damn DVDs because Disney's prices on their movies just never drops and shit.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, and on top of that, like, their shit is like not really streamed anywhere either. So yeah, now it's all here. So like, I want to catch up on like the Pixar shit, because that whole Pixar theory, I've been avoiding videos about the whole Pixar theory.
Oh, just so because you wanted to watch it and see, huh?
Yeah, just because I'm not caught up on shit like the Good Dinosaur, like Cars, like 3 and shit, and I don't know. There's a couple other movies that come out.
You want to wait and see if you can figure out the Pixar theory before you hear about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because also if you go into the Pixar theory shit and people start breaking down stuff, you're gonna get spoilers for a lot of those other movies.
Oh
and,
yeah, that's
and
true. That's
I kind of want to see some of those movies.
Okay.
So this is a chance to kind of catch up on that theory. Monsters University, I haven't seen that. I know that kind of has, you know, a tie, because Monsters is definitely a big part of the Pixar theory, too.
Well, it's funny, because you actually answered the question I was thinking about asking you, is, like, what's going to be your goal with Disney Plus? And there you go.
There it is. That, X-Men.
Yeah, for me, X-Men's one goal. For me, it's I want to show my girlfriend all the Simpsons, or all the cool seasons, which is, like, 8 or 9. It's a lot of fucking seasons.
Yeah, I want to catch up on some Simpsons someday, too.
Yeah, that's
like,
all
it's there now, so.
It's there. Also, I want to rewatch Earth's Mightiest Heroes, that Avengers cartoon that used to be on Netflix a long time ago, and now it's all there.
Okay.
I fucking love it. I watched one episode yesterday. I'm like, damn, this cartoon's the shit still. Like, you know, it tells a lot of the Avengers mythology before the movies came out and shit. Like, if you really want to learn shit about Avengers beforehand and, like, characters that might be introduced soon, watch Earth's Mightiest Heroes. Like, they do a good job of telling you backstories. Fucking Captain Marvel's in there as Miss Marvel. And you learn her whole backstory way before the fucking movie comes out if you wanted to watch it, you know?
Right, that's cool. Nice.
Yeah, boom.
So that's all there. I did watch that Jeff Goldblum, what is it called?
Oh, is it good?
Explains the World or something like that.
Is it good?
There's one episode there, and it was pretty interesting. It was pretty cool. Talked about shoes, sneakers, and just like the collection, like, you know, thing behind it and all that. Yeah, exactly. So it was pretty interesting to see that. That was pretty cool. He's freaking weird, though. Like, Goldblum is... Like, I've never seen him outside of a movie.
He's weird, huh?
He's just kind of weird. He's funny, though. He's good. But yeah, watch that. What else did we see? Mandalorian, saw that shit. Have you seen that?
That's the only original content I saw from the streaming services, Mandalorian.
You did watch it.
I did watch
it. So you didn't get my reference earlier. You spilled my drink.
Oh, okay. To me, I was like, that could be anything. Like, I hear that shit all the time at work. So I was like, because
that one dude, like, he was telling that one dude, he spilled my drink, and it was only him. And the other dude walks in, he's like, you spilled my drink.
Yeah, he's like, I just walked in. I like how he just ignored him, and he's like, whatever, fool.
And he kept going up to like, you spilled my drink.
Yeah, that's funny. He's like, forgot about that. Well, you know, we'll put the spoiler music in a bit, and we'll talk a little bit about Mandalorian, but you know. Yeah, that's basically our initial thoughts about Disney Plus.
You want to do spoiler music for that?
I guess we don't have to.
Damn, I mean, we could, but I don't mind doing it.
We don't have to.
You don't have
Yeah, you're right. Let's just briefly talk about just a couple things. There's the ending, though, dude. It's up to you.
I want to know about that.
You want for the spoiler music? I could tell you a couple things that I picked up from it.
Damn. Okay.
All right, we're going to talk real quickly about The Mandalorian. As long as you hear the spoiler music on, which sounds pretty menacing, I think you'll notice. That's when we're still talking about the subject. So
if you hear the music in the background, we're on the topic. And the topic of the spoiler music, or the spoiler topic right now, is The Mandalorian.
Episode 1.
On Disney Plus, Episode 1. So if you don't want to know about it, fast forward or pause or turn on the thing. If you... click back in. Is it still going? We're on that subject right now.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. I did the wrong music. Power. There you go. All
right, cool. So, all right. Well, what'd you think?
Okay. It's pretty dope. I like it. I got no real complaints. Is this a different part of the universe? All cool. I got no complaints, really. It was pretty good overall.
Same here. I got no complaints. It was pretty dope.
We saw the Carbonite shit going on. You know, the whole time, I thought this was about Boba Fett. It's not.
No, it's not. It's about someone from their tribe.
Yeah, exactly. From their planet or some shit, right?
Yeah.
Got that one dude. He was like, I have spoken, you know?
So. Dude, that was the most boss shit I heard all year. Yeah. I got to start telling motherfuckers that I have spoken.
I have spoken.
And just leave it at that.
Just leave it at that, yeah.
Like, the point was made really quickly every time he said that.
Yeah, he's like, okay, I guess it's done.
Like, he's like, all right. He made a good point, and he's still like, I have spoken. Like, that's the end of the conversation. Yeah. Like,
and then that droid was pretty cool, too, the bounty droid. He was pretty dope. But the ending, though... Because there's a bounty, right?
So,
and he's like, okay, you're not giving me details. Like, what? Can you give me something? He's like, you know, there's an age. It's 50. He's 50.
Yep.
I was like, okay, that's cool. I guess that's the only thing I got to go about. And then he has a tracker on him. He can't use the little puck thing to actually show him the picture of the person or anything like that.
They won't allow him.
They won't allow him to do anything like that. And he gets there. And him and that droid thing kind of like showed up at the same spot at the same time. So they kind of like tag-teamed it until they saw what it was. And the droid's like, all right, yeah, mission is kill this motherfucker. Hey. And then the Mandalorian dude, which we don't know his name yet, huh?
They revealed his name in a tweet from Pedro Pascal. But yeah, we don't actually
But we
know.
Actually, it hasn't been sent in the show yet.
It has not.
But yeah, but the Mandalorian dude fucking shot the dude, the droid. Because it was a baby.
Yeah, it was a baby of fucking Yoda's race.
Yes, it was the race of Yoda. That's like, what the fuck?
And to get a little backstory behind that, you guys, Yoda's race is very rare. There's not many of them.
Do we know the name of the race?
I forget. It starts with a Y. There is a name.
Yoda?
No. It's like Yadrit or Yaddle. Or yeah, something like that. But the thing is that Yanny. About them, they will always be Force. As far as we know, they will always be Force sensitive if they're born.
Yeah.
No question. So basically, if you get that little bastard, you're guaranteed a Jedi or a Sith. You know what I mean? Like,
damn.
Yeah, so I think that's why if you watched it, one guy wants to get rid of him right away, you know? And then probably that guy also hired IG-88 on the side, because he kind of hints to the Mandalorian that, you know, if you kill him, it's cool. And then the scientist walks up and says, no, bring him back alive. You know, he wants him alive, because mm-hmm. he wants to study him, I guess. Also, the scientist that wants him back has a Kamino symbol on his shoulder, which is from episode 2.
From the movies?
Yeah, the cloning people.
Oh,
he's wearing
shit.
A symbol from their location, so I'm guessing he wants to study that Yoda Yoda race character, like baby.
Uh-huh.
So they can fucking, you know.
Or what if the baby is a clone?
Could be that. But it's 50 years old. That's the only reason I think not. Unless they did it back in the old episode 1, 2, and 3 shit. Maybe that's the case. Maybe you're right.
Even that's still too soon, too. Because it would have to be done before that. Because this takes place like 5 years.
It's more like 60 or 70 years.
Yeah, because this takes place 5 years after
Return of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi, yeah, okay.
This is between. This is before the Republic has been established in Force Awakens and after the Emperor's dead in Return of the Jedi. And you can notice that by looking how grunged and disheveled the stormtroopers look. They look all fucked up and
that's
shit.
True. Yeah, that's right. They look all like that. That's
because their empire has no power right now, so they've been having hard times, you know? So, yeah.
Living on the streets.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm assuming the empire did not want even a chance of any force user coming up against them, so that fool was trying to execute them early.
Right.
But you know, the scientist was interested in him.
So does that mean he works for the Order? Or what are they called now?
No, we don't know that. Because the Empire...
We don't know, but...
Yeah, the Empire and First Order are totally different.
First Order.
Not totally different, but they're very different. Mm. Because, a quick explanation. The First Order is created after a story called... a plan called Operation Cinder, which is to destroy the Empire themselves and only take the best people from the Empire and recreate a brand new group. Mm. That's what the First Order is.
Okay.
So we don't know if this guy is part of the First Order or if he's part of the original Empire still trying to save it. It seems like he's part of the original Empire still trying to fight on.
Trying to fight Jedis or any possible Jedis.
Which we could, that means we could see that guy get murdered at the end of this because the First Order takes over, you know? Like, and they're like, yep, we don't need you no more.
Yeah. I wonder if through this we might find out like what's his name leaving? Freaking Luke. Like Luke Skywalker leaving, because like it's 5 years after, right? So like shit's happening.
This is about the time.
About the time where he's like taking off, possibly.
He's making his own Jedi Order. No, right now's the time he's making his own Jedi Order and shit. Mm,
yeah, okay. Anyways, that was interesting though.
Yeah.
So I think. I got nothing else to say. Anything else to mention about that?
That's all we have to say about Mandalorian. So, it was really dope.
It's a race. It's a rare race, right?
You know, we have spoken.
Damn. How do I stop this?
I don't know, but the point's been made. So.
All right, we have spoken. You have heard. Spoiler topic done.
All right, with that said, we'll jump into some news for Unfocused.
Yeah, I also forgot to mention, too. I forgot our screen flashes all red and shit when we're on spoiler topics, too.
Yeah, and also Twitter, at Unfocused28, if you guys want to tweet us at all during the show or before the show. Instagram, at Unfocused Podcast. Like, comment, subscribe, all that stuff. Apple Podcasts, you can download us for free.
Oh, rate us. We never say it, but leave a 5-star rating, review, and all that.
And a comment.
It helps, yeah.
Yeah.
Collision28.com to find other ways to, like, subscribe. And just to find other stuff about us and what we do, and always email us. You can email us at unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com for just anything. No one's emailed us this week.
We have spoken.
Okay!
This is the news.
Let's do it!
The news.
Yeah.
This is true.
What?
All right. Since we've just been talking about Disney Plus, why don't I go ahead and talk about some news about Disney Plus?
Yeah, like how it was down.
Yeah, okay, so...
No, it wasn't down,
I didn't hear about that. Tell me.
Oh, okay. I was just hearing that a lot of people were having difficulties signing in.
Oh, yeah,
or
that's
even,
true.
Or even just signing up, like day one, just because I'm pretty sure everyone's hammering it. And some people were just saying, like, you know, it's kind of Disney's fault because apparently they didn't allow anyone to even download the app Or like actually sign up until the day of.
That's not 100% true. I downloaded the app before I was able to use it.
Okay.
Only a few hours.
Only a few hours? Okay, yeah.
But so, I got it before, though.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was possible to download it early, like a couple of days ago, a couple of weeks ago, or anything like that. Mm. Like, that would have been cool, because then everyone would have signed up and been ready for it, so when it launched, it was just unlocked, you know? Yeah, so, but apparently it wasn't quite like that, so people were having trouble trying to download the apps and stuff like that, and not only that, just sign up in general. Some people, at least for me, my experience, number one, I use the website. I use it on my computer. On my computer, I'm just used to using Netflix, Hulu, and all that. And if I ever have to pause, hit the space bar. Pauses. Disney.
Is that not the thing?
Disney Plus can't do that.
Oh.
I was like slamming that. I was pushing other buttons too. And like, well, other like YouTube and all that have other keys. That,
like P or something?
Yeah, pause? P or Enter or stuff like that. I tried nothing. So I was like, okay, so Disney just doesn't have that built in, I guess, where you can pause it
what?
Or use your keyboard to control it. Which sucks.
That's lame.
And also, I experienced some like skipping too. Like not skipping, like frame like freezes for like split seconds, and then it'll just kind of jump real quick. Like the audio is all good, but just the visual like freeze for like a moment and then skip forward real fast. So that kind of sucks. But I mean,
also
other than that, also content's there.
One thing, my mom had an earlier version of Apple TV. Because, you know, I have the modern one with the touch control and everything.
Right. I have the older one, too.
Yeah, so she had an earlier version. And I guess that version of Apple TV is before there were actually apps. Mm. And so it was just agreements with different which other companies were making them, like HBO Go and,
yeah.
You know, CBS,
so it's
whatever.
Kind of locked whatever apps are already on there.
Yeah, exactly. This is what they have, and that's it. Mm. If you have too old of a version of Apple TV, you cannot access your Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Because it is an official app. It's born from an app. It was born in the apps. Raised in them, you know? And, you just can't get it. So,
that makes sense.
Now, you could stream it from your phone, and you could cast it onto your TV.
True, yeah.
The Apple TV will allow you to do that, but you cannot download the app if you have an older version of the Apple TV. Something important to know, I think.
Okay, yeah. That's for sure. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I heard... Oh, was that something else? No, never mind. I think it was something else.
Well, other news about that same thing about Apple TV. About Disney Plus and Apple TV. Or Disney Plus in general, I'm sorry. Disney Plus had put out a statement saying that they are very aware of password sharing. They are going to allow it and do nothing about it for now. And the key words are for now. They said if it gets out of hand and they feel like the revenue loss is getting too insane, they have measures in place.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they already have a plan about how they're going to do
it. We have a switch.
Basically, all they got to do is
flip it.
they can turn it on whenever. So, you know. No one's saying don't share it, but just don't go crazy. Don't give it to like 6 or 7 people because we don't want Disney to turn up on us.
One thing I know, because like a lot of streaming services do this now where you're only allowed like certain number of things to stream at once. Like, you know, Hulu and Netflix only allow like maybe 2 or 3 TVs at a time to stream something. Unless you know, go for like a family plan, when then it allows you to stream on 5 devices at once or even more than that.
And I'm guessing that's what they're going to turn it, because so far there's no plan for how many you can do yet.
There is. It's 4.
Oh, it is 4?
Yeah, you can stream 4 at once, 4 TVs at once, 4 screens at once, and up to like 10 devices can be signed into it at once too.
Oh.
So there's a limit to Disney
know
Plus
that.
Right now,
okay.
Yeah. That's pretty much what it is right now, though.
Oh, I'm glad you were there to clarify.
I just happened to hear it somewhere the other day. I was like, oh, that's memorized perfect. It, which is weird.
That's fucking perfect, actually.
You know, one thing I did. So there was a, I guess it's kind of, this is in a way kind of my unfocused week, but and also in a way just adding more to the Disney Plus it. But I'm kind of messed up with this because I didn't know this earlier. But then at the same time, it wouldn't have mattered. But I signed up for YouTube TV the other day.
Oh, you did it? What is it like?
I don't care. I just needed ESPN Monday night because Monday night football happened and it was fucking Seahawks versus the Niners fucking first meeting this season and fucking hype game because Niners were like undefeated and shit like that. 8-0, only team undefeated. Even Patriots have been defeated at least once and shit. And fucking big rivalry game, right? Division game. So I fucking wanted to watch. I was fucking home Monday night. I was like, this is fucking perfect. All the stars have lined up. I need to do this. But we don't have ESPN at home. I was like, fuck. So I was like, okay, how can I get ESPN? So I was fucking Googling shit, like looking up different ways. And apparently YouTube TV had it. And YouTube TV always, YouTube always offers like, hey, you want a free trial? Free trial for this? I'm like, okay, I give in to your free trial. Let me do this. So I have 14 days on that. That's the one way I was able to get ESPN. Anyways, Disney Plus. If you want the bundle, one of the bundles they have is Disney Plus plus Hulu and ESPN. I was like, one day earlier, dude, I would have done that.
Yeah, dude. One of my coworkers was waiting for that bundle before they signed up for Disney Plus because they wanted the whole thing.
One thing that sucks though is that the Hulu that they offer is with commercials though.
Oh, it's not the Pro Hulu?
No, it's not the Pro, which I have Pro. I'm already paying for that. So I guess like, all right, fuck it. So hopefully they'll do something with that in the future where you can sign up and get this bundle with Hulu, no commercials, the Pro version with, you know, Disney Plus and ESPN. That'd be pretty dope when football season rolls around next season. That's the only time I use ESPN for that. Anyways, but yeah, there's a bundle that exists like that. Hopefully they'll do more with it.
Okay, something else is pretty interesting about Disney Plus. You know, people were, there was something someone was mentioning that I saw, a YouTuber called A to Z, one of my favorite ones, and he was bitching about Disney Plus and how they have this huge license to all these Fox movies and all these, like, classic Disney and Fox movies that are not showing up and they're not on the launch release. And they own them. They could put them up, but they have not. And he was like, it's bullshit because some of these movies are fucking classics. Why can't we watch them? And now you can't get them on DVD and you can't fucking stream them unless Disney says it's okay,
Disney,
right?
Disney has a vault.
Yeah, exactly. So basically some Fox movies are going into the vault, basically.
Fuck.
So check this out. As someone on Twitter had pointed out, his name's Joshua Gillespie, had pointed out, if you go to the help section, there's a button, and that button, it says give feedback. Click give feedback. And there's a new one, request film or show.
Ooh.
There's a button to request films or show on Disney Plus.
Interesting.
Help. Feedback, request film or show. And from there, they have a huge fucking list. Once you click that, it's a huge drop down. I'm assuming it's most of their Fox and Disney shit that's not on there already.
Wow, interesting.
A huge list.
The fact that they acknowledge and have their whole list there.
Yeah, and they're like, okay, like, ask us, right? And so after you submit your choices, they put a little screen note, right? And it says, unfortunately, some shows and movies will never appear on Disney Plus because of the difficulty of licensing for the series and movies.
I get that.
But Disney Plus also notes that some shows won't appear because of age suitabilities of the content. So if you have your age limit beyond 18, maybe you will get some of these movies.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Also, they said, the good news is that the message says Disney will review and keep track of all requests made by all users. So, we know how Disney works. If there's a huge demand for something, they might just fucking give it to you.
Maybe.
Or they might go to bat and try to get the rights to put that shit out just because no one will shut the fuck up about it.
Yeah, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, so like you have options to complain for your shit.
Yeah. Hopefully they're actually using it and like say like as they are, like how they said it, like they're actually using it and paying attention. Hopefully they actually are though.
Yeah, I feel like because they went out of their way to do it, they probably are. But you know, we'll only know in a year or so whether they're taking that shit seriously or not. So
one thing I did hear too was that people were like upset over The Simpsons because a lot of their shit, you know, because Simpsons is an older show, right?
Yeah.
Back in the day before we got HD and 16:9 widescreen and all that.
You were mad about the quality?
Not the quality, but the fact that it was zoomed in. Like, a lot of the older episodes were not the 3x4 square version like the original TV days. It was actually, like, zoomed in to fit the full screen.
So, and is that really that big of a deal?
And depending, it can be, yes. Huh. Because imagine just, like, you know, seeing a square thing and zooming into it. Then your tops and bottoms get cut off, you know?
Oh, I hate when the tops and bottoms
Yeah, it's not like, you know, it's not like, oh, yeah, it was originally made widescreen, so now we're giving the wide. No, it's just like we're zooming into it so it can fit the full screen. So
I see.
People are kind of upset over that stuff. I also heard that some other things were edited, like in Star Wars. Have you heard of this?
Tell me. No, I have not.
So apparently George Lucas went back and did some more editing to the Who Shot First.
Oh, no. I have been hearing. I've been seeing memes, but I didn't know what it was about.
I forgot what the word was, but supposedly the dude, what's his name? The alien dude?
Guido.
Yeah, Guido. So he actually has like an extra line, like an extra couple of words he says. I think it translates something to along the line like oh, don't shoot me, though, or something like that. And then the whole thing happens. Something like that. So, yeah. So, even more controversy to all those fans that are always over that, you know, who shot first, Han or Guido.
Hey,
so,
but, you know, Harrison Ford said he shot first.
That's what he says.
Yeah, see,
but what does Han Solo say then?
Touche, AJ, touche.
But yeah, so I guess if you go watch that version on there, yeah, it might be a little bit different. I don't know.
Funny that you say that, AJ, because speaking of Disney editing some of their original content, you know that apparently with the new Lady and the Tramp that came out,
Disney, the live action.
Yeah, the live action. It came out with Disney Plus. I didn't even know that. I think I even talked about it, but I forgot it. But that came out with it.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently they've made some corrections to a lot of racial issues with things.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, people complain there's all white people in the cartoon. They mixed in some black people in there. some colored people are mixed into there. Also, the Asian, the Chinese song, you know, the Siamese song.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you did bring that up on the show
yeah,
once.
Yeah, they took it out. They took that shit out for the live action. Like, I think they replaced it with something else for the cats to still have their moment.
Yeah.
But they took that racist-ass song out. They were like, okay, like, we shouldn't do this. And then
was it really that racist? I don't.
It's pretty bad, bro. Go back and watch it.
I gotta go listen to it. Yeah.
I'm sure you can YouTube it.
Yeah.
But no, you can still watch the old one. Actually, you can watch the old one on there on Disney Plus and just watch it that way. That's fine.
You know what's funny about that whole like racial type of thing too? I watched Steamboat Willie because it's on there, and there's a description for it, and it said, "Oh yeah, this is like a classic. You know, the original Disney thing. You know, the first of its kind. You know, breaker of you know skin." But it has it says like stuff like that. But at the very end too, it also says, "Also keep in mind, like it may not be suitable, you know, for a certain audience because it has like." Something about like, you know, old timey, like,
you're,
you know,
stealing my fucking news. Oh, I was in the middle of telling you about it. And you fucking beat me to it. There's a new subtitle that will come up for any old school Disney stuff that they may deem could be offensive to people.
Yeah.
And it says, it's a little subtitle that says, "This program is presented as originally created.
Yeah.
It may contain outdated cultural depictions."
That's exactly, that's what it said. Yeah.
And I think that's covered in Dumbo, Steamboat Willie.
Yeah. Steamboat Willie.
Yeah. Some of the things, you know, some of the things aren't directly referencing things, but, like, if you catch it and you know the history, you're like, yo, that's kind of fucked up. And they're like, they don't want to have no parts of that. They don't want to fucking, like...
Yeah, I was watching Steamboat Willie, like, I've never seen the full thing before. And I was like, this is kind of weird because, like, they're over there playing music and they're fucking, like... there's like a pig, you know, a mom pig, and there's like a baby pigs, and then like they fucking throw all the pigs off and kick it off the baby or off the big pig.
Yeah, and you're like, why is this happening?
Like animal cruelty going on right now, like.
Yeah, that's just kind of weird. I know what you're talking about.
And then they're
like...
using all the animals as instruments and stuff. It was interesting. You don't see like stuff like that. Like back then, like if you don't really care so much, it's fun. But people are still sensitive nowadays.
Yeah, bitch asses. I think that's the official word for it.
Anyway, but yeah, that's interesting too, though, that they have that.
Yeah, right. Okay, some other news. So
we have a picture for Disney Plus.
It's okay. We're done now.
Yeah, we're done. Now.
I forgot that was a thing.
Wait, I did see. What else did I watch? I watched something else. Anyways,
on Disney
good time.
Plus?
Yeah, I did watch. We watched a lot of things on Disney Plus today. Me and Cars. There's something else that was short.
Tailspin.
No, we didn't watch any like actual series stuff. It was mostly like some of the I don't know. Oh yeah, it was the Marvel thing. Because Marvel like they're talking about how they're gonna expand their universe. Pretty much everything that was at Comic-Con.
Oh, you're talking about that little mini clip thing, right? Telling you about the future of Marvel.
Yeah, where they announce all the, you know, what ifs and
talk to me about
all
it.
That. Oh no, it just said it's there. So if anyone didn't know or like wants to visually see what was going down, go watch that. That was pretty fun.
It was pretty interesting.
Cars wasn't completely up to speed, so her seeing that she's like tripping out over certain things, she's like, oh what. Peggy's gonna be Captain America. I'm like,
did you she don't listen this? To Unfocus.
I told her, I'm like, me and T talk about this all the time. If you listen to the show,
and so you know how one of the okay, I can lead the story in. It's pretty cool.
Oh yeah.
So you know how Chadwick Boseman, or sorry, not Chadwick Boseman, T'Challa will be having a what if story, and what if T'Challa is Star-Lord?
Right.
Star-Lord, right?
Right.
You know what's funny? A little funny parallel about this, and I don't know if there's any connection here. But I guess originally the Chadwick Boseman had auditioned for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, for reals? That's cool.
He got the Black Panther audition because they liked him in the Guardians of the Galaxy audition.
Oh, that's cool.
And he auditioned for Drax the Destroyer.
Whoa. That would have been interesting.
Very interesting. We've been totally different.
He would have been a whole different type of character, like, you know, from like the serious type of, you know,
would he have been,
king
I think,
type to a comedian almost? Like,
I feel like he still would have been over the top funny. I just feel like it wouldn't have worked as well as with Dave Bautista.
Yeah.
I don't know though. But I thought it was very interesting. He was considered that. He did auditions for that. And Marvel's like, yeah, we don't really need you for this one, but we know we'll keep you in mind. And they did.
It's like, you're overqualified for this role.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
We might have something better for you.
Yeah, maybe.
How would you like a starring role?
How do you feel about being a fucking king in your own billion-dollar movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Probably like the lead and, you know, something new.
Yeah, man. So he was always destined to be part of Guardians of the Galaxy. I don't know if this what if sparked is this – true life thing.
It's like, what if we did actually, you know, have him in Guardians?
Yeah, and what if he was Star-Lord? You know, yeah. like it's a random, but pretty cool. I still think the other cool thing.
But they do that sometimes too, though, in like certain TV shows and movies where someone comes in to be casted as a certain role, but the way like the actors or the people like see them, like, all right, you know, you tried this role out, but we're gonna put you with this role instead.
And see what you do with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Yeah, Mark Ruffalo and Edward Norton were both up for the Hulk, and they went with Edward Norton. Mm. They actually were originally thinking about Ruffalo.
That was crazy. They should have done it.
No, honestly, you know, I like Ruffalo, but I don't love him. Like, Edward Norton, to me, felt more like Bruce Banner. He's more tortured. Ruffalo has a little too much fun to me.
That's true.
The Hulk ain't supposed to have that much fun. He's supposed to be fucking sad and angry all the time. You know what I mean?
Like, the Hulk was, but what about Banner?
Banner is supposed to be sad and angry all the time.
Okay, my bad.
He's trying to save you from the Hulk. Like, every person he meets, if he likes you, he doesn't want to talk to you no more because he wants to save you. You know what I mean? Like,
he did try that a lot though in the first Avengers. He was always like that.
There was a couple.
He was super sketchy.
There's a couple moments, but I mean, I feel like Edward Norton really, like, delivered that he does not want to talk to anyone. He's like, I don't even want to make friends because I'm going to fuck this shit up.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? But anyway, don't get me wrong. I'm not hating on Ruffalo. He's still good. He's not my favorite. All right. Other news. AJ, you want to throw one at us?
Yeah. Before we get to news, in the beginning of the show, we're like, oh, we need to add that to the soundboard in the beginning.
Yeah.
It wasn't the I have spoken thing. It was something
else. That was it. No?
No. Was there was something else we said before, way before that. It's bugging me. It's been bugging me this whole time. All right, you don't remember?
Fuck, no, right. Not something. All right,
whatever,
sorry.
Moving on. So, apparently, you know, speaking of bitches, which I don't think we're on that topic or not, but... So, Call of Duty and Fortnite, I think Call of Duty's always had it, but Fortnite just added this. You know how a new season just dropped and all that?
Yeah.
Well, now they have skill-based matchmaking in Fortnite.
What, like RPG or like what
no, skill-based matchmaking. So if you're looking for a game, the game will match you up with people who are equal in your skill in some way. Just like how we have ranked matches in Soul Calibur and fighting games, right? We play ranked and, you know, you start off on a lower level where you're fighting all these easy motherfuckers because you know the game so well. But the more and more you play, the more you advance, the more you start fighting people who are harder to fight because they're on your level or even higher sometimes.
Okay.
Well, Fortnite's doing that. You know what Fortnite is, right? You know how that plays?
I know how it plays, yeah.
It's 100 people, random people, in one game.
The same
on the same map, and then it comes down to one person. So he's got to shoot everyone, and it's your last one standing. You win, right? And it's just random people, right? So they could be, like, fucking pros playing, and it could be some noobs playing, right? And 100 people, right? But now they're kind of, like, you know, matchmaking people. You know, if you've been winning a lot of matches and someone else been winning a lot of matches, then all those 100 people that have been winning matches are going to be in one map.
What the fuck?
Yeah, matchmaking. Skill-based matchmaking.
Oh, okay, that does make sense. Okay.
Right? People are upset.
Why?
Because they say, one gamer, this dude named Ally A, he says skill-based matchmaking is the worst addition ever in Fortnite and is killing the game. It's a system that puts you with similar skilled players in an effort to see you improve. Then when you do improve, you only go up against other players that are better. It's a never-ending cycle and playing sweaty games of Fortnite, and I'm not a fan. So he's upset that he has to play harder and that he's facing people that are going to make him better.
So he's lazy?
Yes.
That's what I'm hearing.
Fortnite gamers are lazy. That's what I'm saying. And that's what it sounds like they're saying.
Someone really complained because you're getting challenged as you play?
Yes. They're getting upset that they're playing this game and they're fighting people who are like just as good as them, and now they actually have to work for it.
Yo, what's the point of, what's the point of the fucking video games if you don't keep getting challenged? Like, you know, it's when you think about the original games like Mario Brothers, like that's the whole point. It gets harder every fucking level.
Yeah, every level, yeah. But also too, within the last few years though, games have been getting a little bit easier just so they can you know, be more sales. Appealing to other people. Like, people complain about that in Street Fighter. Like, oh, yeah, like, you know, it's a lot more lenient. You don't have to be so exact with your movements anymore.
What happened in Ninja Gaiden 2, a game no one could fucking tell you the ending of because no one's beaten it? We need more games like that again. More Dark Souls, you know what I mean? Like, more games
Dark
you can't
Souls,
beat.
Yeah, Dark Souls is another game that people, like, don't like to play a lot because they know it's going to be hard. But then a lot of people that do like it, though.
Because it's challenging.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm wondering, too, if that's the reason why people don't get into fighting games so easily, too.
I think so. That's it's very competitive. And, like, when you watch somebody who's real dope, like, that's a big ladder to climb, you know? Like, if you're a bitch, then you don't want to climb that ladder.
Yeah, there's that's a discussion that's been going on kind of, you know, on the low amongst fighting gamers. Even, like, what's his name? Chris brought it up, like, a couple weeks ago, too, about, like, you know, how would you get someone not into fighting games? How would you get him into fighting games and all that? But I think that's what it is too, that people are just too lazy to learn the game. And in Fortnite, you know, you can camp it out and you can get, you know, a high rank. I did that. I got like 8th place or some shit one time and I was just camping out on the side the whole time. anyways, people are upset with this and I just think it's funny. It's like,
it's sad.
Get good.
Yeah. Stop being a little bitch. Smokey.
Stop being a little bitch. Exactly. But anyways,
all
right. That's an interesting story. I thought. So, yeah.
With that said, should we jump into music of the week?
Oh, you don't want to do more news? I still have a couple more things, but...
How much do you have?
I like 4 more pieces.
Yeah, let's go to the music of the week.
You want to do music? Okay. Yeah. All right, then. Where's the music? I did it on accident earlier. There it is.
Music power.
I'm hungry. I'm going to go eat after this. This is Music of the Week. This is part of the show where we share some music with you. It's what we've been listening to, and it's what we think you should be listening to as well.
Yes, and my song is by Xavier Omar. The song's called Keeping Me, featuring Billy Mercury. I don't even know who the fuck that guy is, but the song's dope. AJ?
My track this week is something I'm pretty sure I haven't played, but to celebrate that I have this vinyl for Skullgirls and all that, my track is a cover by The Consoles of In a Moment's Time. That's what it's called, In a Moment's Time.
There you go.
And it's a Skullgirl song. I'm not sure where you hear it, probably at the end or something like that. But it's a dope track, and it has some vocals and all that. And I like the Consoles versions.
All right, let's do it.
And then we'll be back after this music break.
You got soul mercury. You're listening to radio's best. WXOR94 Star Power. You're with Xavier Omar. Soulful new jam. Keeping me.
Thank you.
We're back.
Yeah, motherfuckers. All right, well.
My track, your track.
Yeah, what was your track again?
My track was, fuck, I always want to call it a moment in time, but it's not a moment time in time. It's in a moment's time. That was The Consoles with the Skullgirls cover of In a Moment's Time.
In a Moment's Time. Was that in the original game?
Yeah. Yeah. It's on that vinyl, too. It's just not the consoles version.
Okay, I see. Mine was Xavier Omar, Keeping Me. And yeah, that was it.
I like the consoles version better because that singer is just awesome. She sounds like... she has a lot more power in her voice singing that song than what I heard on the vinyl. Just saying. Anyways, but yeah, that was our tracks.
All right, with that said, we're going to jump right back into the news briefly.
Yeah, and so I don't fuck this up like I always do and do it like this.
You will. Yeah. Oh, no, you didn't.
I did. This is the news. Let's do it. The news. Yeah. What up, RS?
Oh, RS Misfit. Okay, and the quick news I want to bring up. Dude, the creator, the writer of She-Hulk. Her name is Chloe Gao. She's pretty famous, actually. I didn't know that she already had like a bunch of accolades beforehand.
Oh, yeah.
She actually wrote the award-winning and fan culture favorite Pickle Rick episode of Rick and Morty.
I got to see Rick and Morty just so I know what this Pickle Rick is all about. Because
But the fact that you heard about it, see, that's, yeah, that says
I've heard about it. I see merchandise for him and shit.
Dude, the fact alone that you heard about that says enough.
Yeah.
She's won a gang of awards just off of that episode. People think that shit's hilarious. It's a big staple in Rick and Morty.
And that was her, culture. Huh?
That was her. And she guess what? She's the lead writer of She-Hulk.
Nice.
Yeah, so she will be taking full liberties and she'll be leading the writing team for She-Hulk, which is a pretty funny storyline in itself. I think with her style of humor, and especially people are keeping comments to the green relation, you know, between them. But yeah, it's definitely going to be happening, and I think that they're going to do a good job with it. Right. But yeah, we'll see what happens. I'm sorry, her name.
Oh fuck! This is my bad.
I'm sorry, her name's actually Jessica Zhao. Jessica Gao.
Ah.
Yeah, and but yeah, I feel like she has a really good track record. It's perfect for someone to like, do something like this with a lot of comedy mixed in, a lot of fucking headiness, a lot of actual science in there. Like, you know, I feel like it'd be a good mix.
Right.
But yeah, Jessica Gao, She-Hulk coming out next year.
Shit, next year.
Mm. Sorry, 2021.
Shit.
Still soon.
All right. Other news. This is something that was talked about last week, and I completely forgot to mention it, but I wanted to mention it. I just think it's funny. But then I heard more talk about it, and I was like, oh, man, that could be an issue. But China has imposed a curfew on online gaming for minors. So the government has a curfew
for gamers.
You can't
play games after a certain time of year, time of day?
Gamers under the age of 18 will be banned from playing between the hours of, I think, 10 o'clock to 8 o'clock in the morning. So for 8 at night, or for 10 at night to 8 in the morning.
Wow.
So no midnight gaming. They will also be restricted to 90 minutes of game playing on the weekdays.
They're going
to
kill their business.
3 hours on weekends and on holidays. That's the most you're allowed to play. 3 hours on holidays and weekends, and only 90 minutes, an hour and a half, on any normal day.
That's lame.
Also, what else is there? There's another thing. Oh, yeah. Also, gamers 8 to 16 years old can only spend up to about 200 yuan, or about $30 a month, unlike, you know, DLC and shit like that. A month. And then anyone 16 to 18 can spend up to 400 yuan. Which is about double that, so like almost $60 a month on their gaming accounts. And I also heard, too, that they're going to start striking down on like violence in video games and stuff like that, too, in China. And what kind of like why that affects us in a weird way is that China's a huge market, right? It's like half the world over there, right?
And they want to please them.
And all the gaming companies and just anyone who does sell anything wants to be in China because that's just a huge market.
Yeah.
And if you want to get into that market, you may need to
make them happy.
Make them happy in some way, right? Your products need to, you know, cater to them in some way. And if video games want to get out there, they might have to be less violent or no violent at all. And so maybe our games might be affected in that way where we're not going to get certain games or there'll be less violence in video games just because they want to please this Chinese market.
You know, it's funny because I heard that our Marvel movies are already affected by that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, obviously besides pushing more Asian cast, which is not wrong, that's good. On top of that, they've been making it more diverse in general,
mm-hmm.
so that the Chinese market will be more okay.
Yeah, like the...
With certain things, like, you know, Captain Marvel, Black Panther, I heard it, like, were to make Chinese people okay with a female lead, with a black lead. Because normally those things wouldn't sell in China, you know?
Right. Just like that thing I was talking about one time, too, what's her name? I don't remember the actress's name, but the one that played the ancient one in Doctor Strange.
Yeah. Tilda Swinton.
Yeah, she was supposed to be, or that character in general was supposed to be Tibetan, but because Chinese don't like Tibet, they're like, okay, we can't have a Tibet, you know,
yeah, they couldn't nationality get a, they person. Couldn't get an old Asian Tibet guy to be the ancient one like he's supposed to be. They
yeah.
ended up getting some the gender swapped.
Yeah, so. They gender swap and race swap.
And race swap. They swapped all the things.
They swapped all the things, yeah, just so it... So it could be a thing in China.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's a thing. So just something to throw out there. So if the games start looking more happy and colorful and stuff, that could be the reason why.
All right. Other news. Alan Horn was talking about The Mandalorian because, you know, obviously people have been going nuts over it.
Right.
It's pretty popular right now. But Alan Horn was talking about it, and he was saying a Mandalorian movie is not to be ruled out.
Oh,
he's which is a very interesting comment to me. I also feel like this is very Disney grasping at straws right now because of the whole Star Wars thing, like, you know, doing 50-50 right now.
Right.
Like, and they don't like 50-50. They want to get all the money.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's kind of part of them. Like, they know everyone's loving Mandalorian. Like, let's put people in the mindset that we're going to make more shit like this.
Yeah.
You know, which isn't wrong. Hopefully they actually do it. Because this one feels very respectful to the old shit, but still innovative. And, like,
yeah, it looks
that's
pretty cool.
That's what Star Wars needs. Like,
oh, yeah. One other thing I wanted to mention about Disney Plus, too, especially with The Mandalorian, is that it's supposed to be like one episode a week. But for the first like 2 or 3 weeks, it's going to have this weird offset schedule.
Yeah, we get it on Friday. We get it tomorrow.
Yeah, the next episode's tomorrow. And I don't know when the third one's going to be. But after that, it's going to break down to like once a week. And I think they're pushing like a lot of episodes early just to get those people that are signing up for that 1 week free trial real quick.
Yeah, agreed.
To get and see a couple episodes and want them to watch more so they can actually sign up.
It's pretty genius if you think about it.
And then Aris is also asking too if he tried out Terry in Smash Bros yet. No, we have
not.
Nah,
we haven't.
Oh, we played Smash.
We did play. Dude, we gotta play more. I was liking it. I had fun.
Anyways, but so no man or maybe a Mandalorian movie then, huh?
He said it's not off the table.
Not off the table.
It's something that
if
could
they
happen.
Do it, do you think it should get a theater release or should it be like a movie on Disney Plus?
No, I think they'll definitely push for a theater release if it's Star Wars.
I'd rather it just be a Disney Plus movie.
I mean, me too, because I'm tired of oversaturating the Star Wars market.
Yeah.
But I feel like they would still put it in theaters. That's just my guess. If you were to ask me.
Well, they did Solo and they did freaking Rogue One, so yeah. I guess that could be another one.
Yeah.
Maybe in the future, right? Another one of those Disney or Star Wars stories. So the next one's supposed to be, what's his name?
Obi-Wan,
right?
I think it's going to be a series, though.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah, I think they did say that. That's right.
But you know what, dude, one day there could be Disney theaters.
Oh, shit, that sounds scary.
Dude, who would be able to fuck with that? If they're rotating old-school Disney movies.
That'd be cool.
And then they're also adding new shit that's coming out? Dude. They'll smoke. They'll keep up with the other theaters. They won't defeat them, but they'll keep up with the other theaters easily.
The El Capitan.
Yeah. What if there's a gang of El Capitans?
Yeah,
what
I mean that's already kind of like that, you know, because they do random things once in a while. But like when it's a big movie release and it's like it's all geared up toward that one movie, which is pretty dope. But yeah, I mean that could be a thing. Like they what should we call it recently? Right? You saw Nightmare Before Christmas, right?
Coco.
Coco? Oh,
yeah,
they did Coco this time?
Coco. Yeah, that's what. This time it was Coco.
Oh, yeah, because they do Nightmare Before Christmas normally.
Yeah, that's one thing for my Unfocus Week. I saw Coco at the Hollywood Bowl this time.
Oh, what the fuck?
And they had all the voice actors that were singing for them show up and do it, and they had a full orchestra.
Damn.
And for the voice actors they couldn't get, they got famous Mexican singers to show up and like take their place. It was
fucking
dope.
You should have told Carla. Carla would have been all over that shit, too.
Yeah, no, it was too late. I was going to tell her because we had extra tickets, but it was $125 a ticket, and I was
Damn.
Like, you know, I just didn't want to do that shit.
No.
On a surprise. It'd be fine if you knew about that way in advance.
Yeah.
But to find like, hey, surprise, you want to go to the thing? Oh, by the way, it's $125.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not gonna ask anybody right now, so whatever.
Anyways, we got another celebrity.
R-E-4-S-O-N.
Oh, Reason, thanks for joining us.
I need to get RS like a sound like board, like
Give us something to work with, RS.
Anyways.
But yeah, so Mandalorian movie could still happen. I just find it very interesting that like that's a thing and that's even a concept to talk about before when it never has been in the past. Mm. Very interesting.
Speaking of movies, and then RS was asked about this as well. Let's talk about that Sonic trailer.
Oh, yeah. It looks way fucking better, dude. I'm happy about it.
So they add the Green Hill Zone, which looks cool. But yeah, Sonic has gotten redone, and he looks a lot better.
I like that he's reading Flash comics. That's funny.
Right? And he's so fast. Hilltop Road, by the way, which is a zone in Sonic 2.
And so, yeah, exactly. I feel like there's just a little bit more love for the game and put it into this now.
Yeah.
I feel like they were smart. They didn't just get the visual thing. They're like, okay, what else in this vein can we add to the movie that's not there?
What is it about Sonic that we don't know?
And you know, that's one thing that Sonic does. He plays random sports. He does random things because he wants to show off his speed.
Yeah. I think that's pretty cool. Yeah.
And do the little Sega shot they do too.
Like, oh, by the way, the song they use. I love fucking JJ Fad, Supersonic.
Oh, I know. That's fucking genius for Sonic.
Yeah. Is that a fucking Gangster's Paradise, Coolio? Like,
dude,
the fuck
why
was
Gangster's
that
Paradise?
What did they have to do? Yeah, so I think they're a little bit smarter on their music choice this time.
Does that mean he's going to become Supersonic at the end?
I hope so. That'd be dope.
Well, I'll tell you this. No matter what, I'm going to make an effort to watch this movie in theaters because they fucking listen to us.
Yeah.
That alone, I'm going to make my girlfriend and my brother go watch it with me, and we're going to fucking watch this shit. I'm going to bug them till they want to see it.
So that one visual that we did see looks like it was pretty much true. One thing, though, I still don't like Jim Carrey.
Dr. Robotnik.
Yeah, Robotnik. I still, he's just too weird. Like, he's fucking dancing to music here and shit. Like, Robotnik don't do that shit. I don't know. That's the one gripe I have right now is that Robotnik just doesn't feel like Robotnik.
Well, they can do reshoots, but they can't take away the shit that was intrinsically shot into the movie. Like, it's too late for that shit.
Yeah.
All I can have is make Sonic like, oh shit, that was scary as fuck. I just saw that right now.
So, one thing to complain about, though. So, if I may have my Sonic gripes, because I am a Sonic fan. Okay, one thing that's good, though. Not only did they fix the face and everything, made everything look like Sonic. They got his gloves, and they got his shoes correct now.
Oh,
awesome.
The shoes are the shit. Yeah, I love the shoes.
And then Sonic famously has like this one big eyeball kind of connected together, right? He still doesn't have one big eyeball connected, but
I'm okay.
It looks good.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, but if you want to have a nitpick. Yeah, if you want to nitpick something, then that would be something to nitpick. Other big nitpick thing though is his arms. They're blue. Not supposed to be blue.
Who cares?
His arms are supposed to be the same color like as his belly and his
cheeks.
Yo, bro,
I'm low-key. That's the last thing I'm fucking worried about right now. Like, I feel you and I get it, but I'm like, that's the one thing I do not care.
Like, now that I notice it, it bugs me a little bit. It kind of bugs me.
It really bothers you?
Yeah, it's like, he has too much blue now. He's always had.
I think he looks better.
The tan arms.
I'm gonna take a controversial statement. I think he looks better like this.
He definitely looks tons better than the original concept.
Sonic? In general.
Oh, okay.
I think he looks more balanced this way for it to be blue there and on the legs too. You know, because otherwise, if it's brown on the arms and not the legs, it just doesn't feel balanced to me. But that's just me.
That's how it's always been.
I don't like it. I'm saying I think it looks more balanced this way.
All right, whatevs. But it looks tons better. Dude,
they give him landscapes. Dude, it looks like the fucking game from Dreamcast right now.
Yeah.
It looks straight up like the Dreamcast game. Like, dude, they threw a ring with the fucking port. Oh, my God.
So the whole ring thing, I was like, that's weird. Is that a concept? But then
It is.
But like Sonic 1, if you jump into a ring, you'll go into like a new zone, right?
Yeah.
And that's a thing that does happen throughout.
And they played it...
Look at that. Oh, it's
my
fucking
God.
Night, way different. Night and day right there, man.
And they played it way more with the other Sonic game, with the game that had the glowing guy.
Silver.
I guess there's more of that, like teleporting through the rings and shit. And also that...
Silver is like some kinetic dude. He can go between time and space or some shit like that.
Yeah.
I'm learning about him throughout the current Sonic series.
I don't know shit about him.
I'm barely learning about him right now, so... the new Sonic, he's been redone. Well worth it. You know, actually, the movie originally was supposed to be out like last week. The original date. It was last week.
Dude, lucky for them, it didn't come out.
Yeah, and the redesign is fucking awesome. I give it 5.5 stars. No, I meant 4.5, not full 5, just because of the arms. I'm definitely down to go see it. The one thing I know I'm going to be upset with the whole time is just Robotnik. I'm going to be upset with that whole thing. Valentine's Day. That's the new date for it. Yep.
All right.
Valentine's Day 2020.
Other quick news. Here's something that just surprised the shit out of me that I did not think was going to happen. The Rock's Black Adam movie from DC got a fucking release date. December 22nd, 2021.
Wow.
Okay. I thought this thing was dead in the water, personally. I was never thinking...
DC is going to do fucking whatever, man. Like, honestly, don't really care.
Well, yeah, me either. Dude, it's funny. I agree with you so much. It's sad. Like, yeah. I really want to care about their shit, but the more I hear announcements and shit, I'm like, you guys just don't care about your continuity. You guys don't care about shit anymore. You guys are just making movies now. Like,
if you never said there was like any continuity, but that's what we want now because Marvel did it and it works. Like, we know it can work.
Yeah,
you can't tell us it can't work.
Oh, you know,
we've seen it work.
That's something about my Focus Week I could have mentioned. The Hollywood Reporter had a podcast, and usually I don't listen to other podcasts. It's very rare for me to listen to other podcasts. But the Hollywood Reporter had a podcast, and they did a 40-minute interview with Kevin Feige.
Oh, shit. That's cool.
Yeah, bro. And they were talking about that kind of shit. Like, all those things, like, you know, what was the future for Marvel? Like, you know, what was the plans when they were making it? And he was saying that. The whole thing is that when they made the movies, is that they wanted the movies to reflect the comics. And in the comics, they all run into each other. And sometimes, like, you know, if, you know, Spider-Man ran into Loki fucking some shit up, guess what? Bam, Spider-Man ran into Thor because Thor's looking for Loki too, you know? Yeah. And, like, maybe they have to team up. Maybe they have to fight each other.
Yeah.
And Feige's like, all I did was try to copy the comics and make that shit real, you know, to him. He's like, make it make sense.
That's what's cool about it, yeah.
And then, like, dude, and the whole thing is, like, they need to start hiring more people that are fans of shit and not just famous movie people because famous movie people, like, they're jaded a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's good to have, like, a comic fan's perspective about things and just, like, have fun with the shit.
Yeah.
Because that's what we want
to
see.
And I feel like that's what happened to the Sonic movie, too. I feel like someone just like, oh, yeah, I like this character. He has he seems kind of quirky. I want to make a kids movie. Let's just make a Sonic. And they fucking came out with this horrible thing. And, yeah, fans fucking chewed it up. And it's like, okay, they need to go back and look into it. And, yeah, there's, like, a lot of more Sonic references in there now, which is pretty cool. And, yeah, I mean, yeah, listen to the fans. Like, you know, if you take an existing property and just try to make it your own, people that know that property.
With no respect.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
It's not going to work out for you. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, that's so true. Anyways, but what else were you going to say about
Agent,
that?
That's it. Yes, right. With some news.
I got another movie trailer that I just found out about, too. And I think this is... Oh, fuck. Wrong fucking button. But I thought this was interesting. So there is a commercial that's fucking playing right now. But
it's true. You ain't never lied, AJ.
Nah. And, you know, commercials, you know...
They ain't shit.
They ain't... Yeah, whatever. I don't need some Google laptop. Hurry up. But, yeah. So... Wrong. Oh, I said the wrong button again. So, Scooby-Doo. He has an animated movie now, right?
Yeah, I've heard about it.
And they started with them as kids. You know, that they're like rebooting, I guess, Scooby-Doo in some way. But you know what's crazy? Is the beginning of this, right here. That ship, like they're being invaded by something, right? Not only that ship looks familiar, but like these shops in the background are all references to like old cartoons, like Hanna-Barbera cartoons. That spaceship, people are saying it looks very much like is his name like Dick Dastardly? His cart from the Wacky Racers.
Dastardly and Snidely Whiplash. Yeah, they were like a team. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so they're saying that's his ship. It's the exact same ship. You know,
looks
I mean,
similar.
It's not the car, but it's a ship that looks very similar like that. Also, in this trailer. Or let me see if I can find it. Skip around here.
You know?
Also, the dog.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. It's all laughing and shit.
Thelma looks hot sometimes in this.
I know. What's up with that? Randomly?
Like this shit right here. Wait, she doesn't have her glasses, which because it's kind of weird. Anyway, oh, here it is. Who is this fool?
Who?
They think they say his name. The Blue Falcon Fury?
IKEA. Never heard of him.
Did you say IKEA?
Nope, I said Falcon Fury.
Oh yeah, that's one thing I don't like about this. The Scooby talks too much. And he
just shut the fuck up a little bit.
Yeah, he talks too much in this trailer and all that too. But yeah, so people are thinking that this is not only a Scooby-Doo movie, but it's gonna be like a big like Hanna-Barbera
series. Or like an amalgam, like it has a little bit of everybody in it and shit, like a little introduction to their whole universe and shit.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe it's a whole universe they're trying to build with this
That'd
shit.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, so that's another thing that I thought was kind of cool that I kind of want to check out. I mean, I'm not completely familiar with the whole Hanna-Barbera scene, but like I've seen some of those cartoons growing up. So anyways, it's something else to kind of look out for in the future.
All right.
Wacky Racers.
One last thing I want to bring out. So, you know, one of the most interesting sci-fi nerd culture things that gets swept under the rug is My Little Pony. And My Little Pony has had a very successful series that's been going on recently, the more modern one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called, you know, My Little Pony, you know,
I think it's
Friendship is Magic. That's the name of the show.
Oh, yeah, true.
It just ended, and I guess a lot of people are mad and sad about it.
Oh,
shit, right?
For real? That's crazy.
Yeah, it just ended like last month, or the earlier this month. But they announced today, debuting in 2020, there will be a new My Little Pony show that will continue on the continuity. I think I got a picture for it.
Oh, that's cool.
And the show will be called My Little Pony Life...
is Wonderful.
Pony Life.
Pony Life.
Yeah, Pony Life. And it'll straight up be like a continuation of the series. It'll be premiering on Discovery Family and Discovery Family Go for streaming services or whatever.
Interesting.
It's going to be a chibi-style animation.
Looks like it.
Sounds like basically Teen Titans Go.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how serious they're going to take it, but it's going to be like commenting on the previous one and kind of chibi-style. So it might be funny. It might be more comedy style. And the only reason I bring it up is because this has a big fucking nerd fan base.
Yeah. Are you a brony?
I don't know what you're talking about. But I'm sure I've heard it's comparable to Dragon Ball and shit like that. Like people are really into My Little Pony. And
yeah,
like,
I mean, we also saw like a few years ago that whole Starscream versus Rainbow Dash.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And they took a lot of like the facts for Rainbow Dash from those cartoon series. Which seeing those clips, it looks pretty cool. Like, and they have this weird like powers and stuff. And I know like Carla's niece is like super into it. And when Carla has a chance, and she used to go to like the stores and look for certain My Little Pony. She knows like a lot of the characters. I don't know any of them, but that sounds pretty cool. But
yeah,
the fact that they're going to like more of a like a chibi, like more funny type of thing, I'm not sure how I feel about that. But then again, I'm not sure how the actual series was. So
yeah, so that's the only reason I didn't complain, because I don't know enough about it.
Yeah, but that's cool that they're continuing it. I mean, it's popular, it's working out.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, nice. I look forward to more My Little Pony. If anyone's a fan of that,
any bronies? Do we know any bronies?
Beverly Hills Cop. They're gonna be making more of that, and it's gonna only be on Netflix. Netflix only release. That's the only thing I wanted to say. It's very interesting. Eddie Murphy's been so active lately. He did that Dolomite special or whatever, like that behind the scenes Dolomite thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now Beverly Hills Cop, only Netflix. Mm. I'm like, dude, I did not think he was so into that kind of shit.
So Eddie Murphy's coming back,
I guess.
I've never seen Beverly Hills Cop. I want to go.
Oh, it's pretty entertaining. First one's really good. Second one's okay. Three's bad, and then four is the one. Three's whack, bro. But four is the one they're making right now.
Oh, okay, cool. That's pretty cool. You know, one thing about Netflix, too, thinking about it, talking about this whole Disney Plus shit, too. Supposedly, Nickelodeon has signed, like, a multi-year deal where they'll, like, have exclusive stuff show up on Netflix now.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like, they might be bringing back, like, old shows and stuff like that. And then there's that whole Avatar thing, too, that's supposed to be happening pretty soon, live-action Avatar. So I wonder if that has anything to
do
with it.
They should definitely do that and capitalize on it.
They're probably doing this, though, to compete with Disney Plus.
Oh man, you can't fuck with that, man. Just ignore them.
But that's a thing to look out for. If anyone's any Nickelodeon fans out there, might be more stuff coming to Netflix. And my last piece of news,
throw it ass,
is something that just happened. It just happened. So this is almost like fucking like
breaking news.
In a way, yeah. But Xbox had this event that just happened today, and it just ended, where they had like talked about like a lot of things, announced a lot of stuff. So just to go over a couple of headlines, if any of this interests you, Rare, the company, hopes to create a natural and magical world in Everwild, which I guess Everwild might be a new game. Sounds like a MMORPG possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Following the fantastic Outer Worlds, Obsidian's next game is Grounded, so I'm not sure about that. Sea of Thieves has an update, lets you firebomb the foes. I know it's about Sea of Thieves, so they're continuing that game, which sounds pretty cool. and none of this makes sense. Project xCloud is branching out to Windows PC next year. That sounds cool. Planet Coaster is heading out to Xbox One and PS4. That sounds dope too. Planet Coaster is like a simulator to build your own own park, theme park. Halo Reach hits Master Chief Collection really soon. Halo Reach, that's cool. Flight Simulator looks for scary good for Microsoft. Age of Empire 4 has some gameplay. That's cool. Black Friday, they announcing some deals. So, yeah, anyone's interested in any of these Microsoft Xbox stuff, go check that out. There's a lot of interesting stuff going on. Minecraft Earth is still chasing those deep Pokemon Go wallets. Celebrates early access with pop-up events. What does that mean? Oh, I heard about this. That's interesting. So I think Minecraft Earth is this thing. You know Pokemon Go, right? You walk around real life stuff, right? And there's like Pokemon Pokestops everywhere. So to get to that Pokestop, you have to be in that park or around that corner, right? Minecraft supposedly has a thing where you can build shit, and wherever you build it, that shit will stay there. So if you built something in a park with Minecraft AR shit, and you left, someone else can come by and see that same thing you made there.
Interesting.
So imagine the whole world is covered in Minecraft shit.
That's pretty dope. I can see that.
So I guess they're doing some shit like that. And
that's the future right there.
Yeah, early access with pop-up events. So that sounds pretty cool. But yeah, anyone interested in that, go look up this XO19 London event that Microsoft just had. If anything big came out of it, we'll talk about it next week. But those are some highlights.
All
right. Anything else you got?
That's it, man.
Wait, one more thing.
You got Fun Fear and Focus Week.
Wait, what is this other thing? Oh, okay. You, just because you brought it up, I'll just bring it up real quick too. This whole life or a clue game with The Office. And the headline he said here. So The Office clue game is a team building Toby murder mystery.
So what does that mean? I have no idea what that means to The Office.
So Toby is he's an HR, he's an HR dude for the office and all that. And he just sits in the back. And the head dude, Michael, the main boss, fucking hates his guts. Halfly because he's HR and they're kind of just rivals anyways.
Naturally.
Yeah. But it just, anytime like Toby's around, Michael's always just fucking dogging on him. Just like making him hating do shit. Him. Just hating on him. Like there's an episode where he was like leaving. Like he was leaving the company. And Michael like, he's like, oh my God, I've been waiting for this day. And he gave him a parting gift. And it was a rock that said, suck it. So like he always does like shit like that too.
He hates that folk. Okay.
Yeah, always just sends him to the back room and all that. Anyways, there's a whole theory out there that he may be a murderer. And later in the series, you see like news clippings and you hear stories about the Scranton Strangler.
What the fuck?
Oh, he killed someone else again. You know, they just kind of mention it like off to the side. You know, it's not really a big main story thing, but just like an ongoing thing in the world. Supposedly Toby is that guy. Supposedly, if people have put together clues and hints that like lead to like it being him,
you think it's true?
It could be just all the no one has.
Do
said
you think
it hasn't.
It's true personally?
I'm still on the fence because there's an episode where he goes and confronts the strangler and he goes to prison and he gets strangled himself. And people are saying like maybe he went to go talk to him to confess like, hey, I'm actually the strangler. You shouldn't have been in prison, and he got strangled for that. But anyways, the fact that this game says it's a team building Toby murder mystery, is this the game? Like, is this the actual whoever created The Office? Did they create this? And is that the point of the game? Is that making that an actual fact now? I don't know.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah. So it's just interesting. Or is this like a fan made thing? I'm not sure, but I just thought that was pretty interesting.
All right. With that being said, okay, for my Unfocus Week. I got to read X-Men number 2, so I'm going to read that probably shortly after this podcast. Finish Peaky Blinders. I definitely want to watch the X-Men animated series, as AJ pointed out. Also, I really, really want you to watch the Fantastic Four animated series. It's all there now.
Really?
Yeah, it's all there now.
I saw a Silver Surfer one. I was like, what the fuck? He had his own show?
Yeah, he had a show too. That's my mom's favorite Marvel cartoon. She loved the Silver Surfer show.
That's crazy.
It was really philosophical and deep. It was really weird.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Yeah, it's like, if you don't watch it if you're not in a heady space, because like they ask real deep questions and shit. Like it's really weird.
About the universe, about life.
Yeah, but you can watch the Fantastic Four cartoon anytime, and that shit's dope as fuck. And they have a lot of cameos from a lot of the Marvel characters and shit, so... If you get bored, watch the Fantastic Four cartoon. It's really dope.
All right. I'm down. I can't. I kind of want to learn about them a little bit more. So maybe I'll do that.
Well, you know that X-Men Grand Design book I have where it tells you like all their history, like condensed and like with real paper and shit?
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic Four Grand Design issue 1 just came out. So there will be a big Fantastic Four book telling you all their history and all their details in the same way as
that. I
want to
read it, though, you know?
I hate you. All right, you guys, that's the end of Unfocus episode.
Nothing else for your Unfocus week?
No, I'm right. Done now.
Can I talk about mine?
No, we're done. No, what's up?
I want to go to the comic book store, pick up some Sonic. I'm pretty sure I have some new Sonic comics waiting for me there. And then, yeah, just check out what else is on Disney Plus. Maybe check out that X-Men. I definitely want to watch Frozen because Frozen 2 is coming out.
I never seen Frozen. I'm not interested.
And was it you that hasn't seen Toy Story 3?
Yeah.
Because it's on there.
It's there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool to know.
Yeah, so you get to do that. And of course, yeah, just more Soul. I've been trying a new character. I'm not going to say anything about it yet, but I might just learn about this new character.
In Soul Calibur?
In Soul Calibur, yeah.
Not fucking Voldo, is it, right?
Please don't tell me comment.
It's fucking Voldo. Oh my God, better not be fucking
No
Voldo.
Comment. What if it was and I got good with Voldo? How would you feel about that?
I fucking hate Voldo, bro. I would not like that. I wouldn't appreciate it. Let me put it that way.
All right, so that's cool to know. So maybe I should just change my ways. And oh, yeah, Pokemon. Sword and Shield comes out tomorrow. So I might need to go cop that and see what it's all about and see if it's worth it or not.
Do it.
So, yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you for joining us for Unfocused. This is episode 238.
238. All right. We're out.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Don't forget to subscribe!